All right, another edition of the Dawgs Breakfast all done. Just take me through, you know, introducing the new recruits. I mean, for you guys, it doesn't get old, but for them, really, their first experience to see what it means to be a Husky, put on the uniform for the first time. Just take me through it. What does it mean to you year after year?
Yeah, no, I you know, again, the biggest takeaway here is just the community support that we can, you know, we sell this thing out every year, and that's a testament to just, you know, the standing of, I guess, our program, and that's been built over years and years with BT and before him. But the community support is just, it's second to none. I mean, just you can feel it, and the people care. There's a great football culture in this province, and we're the benefactors of that, and we're just really appreciative.
You see all the big names in here. You know, we had Luke Wilson this year. You have the support of the Rough Riders year in and year out. Like, what does it mean to have all of their support, bringing in these big names year after year to really, you know, you said last night at the Legends, it's kind of kicks off football season. Finally, you'll be back on the field this weekend.
Yeah, no, our foundation does an amazing job of organizing and all the work that goes into this, finding a speaker and all that stuff. But yeah, they are selflessly giving. And then you've got, obviously, with the Riders and the Rider Foundation, I mean, just giving us $300,000 to be able to operate. That puts us on par with programs coast to coast, right? And we need that. And we're so thankful of them for that support. And yeah, we just want to put a winning product on the field because that's what people care about. But we also want to turn out good young men. And, you know, the culture of our team and our program, we got some outstanding young men. You'd see we got engineers, doctors, lawyers, all that good stuff in there. These young men really are, they make us all proud.
Lastly, for you, there's so much that the players take away from this going on to the field. But with you, you mentioned you had a chance, you know, had lunch with Luke Wilson. You've spent so much time with him over the past couple of days. So you as a coach getting to be with these people every year back with the Rough Riders, what do you take out of it to put into your spring training camp and going into a new season?
You know, it was funny. We spent about an hour and a half or 2 hours just talking football yesterday with Luke. He's got into coaching now out back in Ontario and just doing X's and O's. We're picking his brain about, you know, about concepts and how are the teaching points and some of those things. It just, that's really fun as a football guy. That's the stuff that's really cool. So having those conversations, having those talk, him taking the time to be here. Again, this breakfast just means so much to us. We couldn't operate and couldn't put a competitive product on the field without it. And just really thankful.